Unity. When the alarm bell rings, we take for granted adequate resources will be dispatched to attend to the emergency at hand. Unity Fire Department continues to serve as a division of the community's protective services. They are, however, in need of more members. Fire Chief Dwayne Kopp says, "We have an advertising flag at the entrance of the rink lobby as a reminder to the community that we are in need of additional members to serve the role we do in Unity and area. The arena is a high-traffic community hub for almost 6 months of the year, so the placement of this recruitment flag at this location helps draw attention to the need. The continued commitment of existing members to all types of emergencies they are called to is met with a current team of 17. Ideally, Kopp says, they would like to have 25 as their challenge is to have enough members around when there is a call. The department needs to have volunteer firefighters to fill holiday time and for those members who work out of town during the day, as these people serve in full-time jobs." UFD announced last month the retirement of two veterans who served more than a decade with their team. "Current members know there is more to the role than just showing up at emergencies, as ongoing training is key to have firefighters prepared for whatever emergency call they receive. UFD wants everyone trained to a level where they can operate interchangeably. However, they know they can't expect someone who is working a full-time job to be able to commit to every single practice or training session. Members also note there are rewards in serving in this role. If serving in this community's protective services is something that interests you, find a member and talk to that person about what the requirements are and why they continue in this role." The Unity volunteer firefighters responded to 4 calls in January that included a life assist for the ambulance, a structural fire out of town, a Stars Landing assist at the hospital, and single vehicle rollover with no injuries.